This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There is a tiny garden on the rooftop of a children's hospital in Brighton, Franciscan Children's.
We have spearmint and lemon balm over here.
It's a little oasis amid all the brick and concrete.
These tarragons taste like licorice.
Oh, is that good or bad for you?
It's good.
You like them? Okay, good.
The garden came to be this past summer. The hospital's food service director was eager to make more fresh meals from scratch. The herb supply comes from the garden. It's a raised wooden bed on legs, no bigger than a kitchen table. There are some potted tomato plants nearby. The garden has turned out to be a tiny testament to how nurturing it can be to grow something, especially nurturing for young people in crisis. Gardening requires hope and trust, and these kids are in need of both. The first boy is 10, the other is 11.
We worked a lot on the tomatoes.
Yeah, we tried our very best.
The children in this part of the hospital typically stay for 2 to 3 weeks. We're not using the patients' names to protect their medical privacy. They're here because they have mood disorders or severe anxiety. Some have endured intense trauma. They range in age from 4 to 14. As the garden has grown, so has the young patient's eagerness to water it, prune the leaves, and watch it all take root. This boy's doctor enlisted him in the garden care.
He just told me about it a couple weeks ago, and now I'm already on radio, and now I watered it, and now I'm part of the garden.
Amazing things happen when you grow a garden, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laura Garvin works in the food service department at Franciscan Children's.
This started out as a food service project just to meet the kids, because a lot of the kids were coming down and talking to us, and we're like, we have no idea who you are. And it evolved into garden therapy, which has turned quite successful.
Garvin says that one day early on, some of the girls were so excited they put on sundresses and came barreling out on the garden deck to keep the plants company. She also remembers a youngster who'd never before had a tomato before plucking one from the garden. An important lesson for these kids is that plants and people grow stronger over time with patience and care.
And here comes the water.
Did you water the green beans?
Oh, no, I did not.
A more immediate gratification, the kids can take pride in a new skill, cooking what they grow. They gather downstairs in the kitchen for today's culinary lesson, pesto.
We'll start adding, little by little, the herbs into the blender, and then we'll emulsify it as it goes.
Elena Dihar is director of food services at Franciscan Children's.
So we have basil, and what do we have? Oregano, parsley, mints, all of that going in right now.
She has a patient helping her out at the counter, a teenage girl plucking the stems from the basil. The two boys from the garden upstairs are watching every step, especially when Dihar brings out the big bowls of cooked penne and linguine, all ready for the pesto.
What we do is we want to fold it in to the pasta, so it's a little different than like marinara.
So what was the pesto, the green stuff?
All the herbs together make a pesto, and this is what you have.
I'm going to have some more Parmesan.
That is delicious. Yeah, you guys did a great job.
That compliment comes from the kid's psychiatrist, who's happy to do a taste test. Dr. Anthony Sassong is medical director of the community-based acute treatment program at Franciscan Children's. We go to the room next door and sit on little plastic kids' chairs. Sassong tells us the garden has become a convivial place where patients often open up.
I've had kids seek me out on the unit asking if we can go talk in the garden and go water together. And kids who would rather spend the majority of the day in bed ask to come out and work with the garden.
And how is that therapeutic?
A lot of what we focus on is looking forward, but also being present in the moment. So there are a number of things about working with an herb garden that can really help with mindfulness or being present in the moment. One is smells. Very often we are not paying attention to our sense of smell, and that can very much bring people into the moment. The smell of herbs and focusing on nurturing something outside of oneself can be really rewarding. And the idea that they're creating something for future generations of kids who are going to be right there too, that they're taking care of something that's going to last beyond their stay here.
Next door in the kitchen, the kids help clean up and reflect a bit on the goodness of gardening.
It does feel good to have something that you appreciate in life. It does bring joy to the world. Flowers, plants, people like those things. And I like seeing people happy.
young patients at Franciscan Children's Hospital in Brighton. To see our photographs, go to WBUR.org.